It's Adam and Haley in the morning. Thanks so much for listening to us.
The music update, the Daily Haley, Team Adam, Team Haley, everything you missed this morning right here.
Adam and Haley in the morning on demand starts right
it's
now.
It's 106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country, 633 and up to 87 degrees today.
Haley, I want to make sure I heard you right about three or so minutes ago that you said you were going to pick your husband's outfit out.
I do this all the time. It's not something that's like bizarre in our relationship.
It sounds bizarre.
You're acting like I'm controlling or something.
Let's hear the whole story now.
So me and my husband, Alex, we are going on a dinner cruise for our anniversary. We'll be at the beach with my family the week of our anniversary. So we just wanted to do something where we could both celebrate together that was a little nicer than we would typically do. So I was reading through the dress code for the dinner cruise we ended up booking. And it said, like, if you're a woman, like, you should wear like a dress or some sort of formal outfit. And then for men, you need to wear a collared shirt, no shorts, no like open toed shoes. And that is where I think we're going to run into a problem, because my husband cannot stand wearing pants if it's hot. Like, it's his biggest pet peeve. I will beg him, like, please just wear a pair of jeans. You know, we're going somewhere nice. And it's always an argument. Even to church, he'll try to wear shorts. I'm like, please just put on a pair of jeans. Come on.
You don't have any confidence that he can pull this off on his own.
I think that he will fight me and argue with me and tell me that he can wear flip-flops and he can wear shorts because we're going out somewhere on the beach and the rules are different at the beach. It doesn't really matter what the website says. So I'm just going to counterbalance this. I'm going to predict this becoming a problem the day we go, and I'm going to order him an outfit. I'm going to put it in a suitcase. I'm going to get it out, like, when it comes in the mail and be like, hey, I got this for you. It's perfect for our dinner cruise. That way he knows exactly what he's going to wear. And I can also pick out like what color shirt I want him to wear, so it'll match the dress that I'm going to wear.
So you said that he does this all the time, that you run into these problems.
And that's why I pick out what he wears, because I've gotten in arguments with him over and over again about him wearing shorts to places he shouldn't wear shorts.
Well, maybe he needs, if you're not confident, maybe he needs to learn that he has to do what the website says. So if you get to the restaurant and they say, no, sir, you can't come in, have the outfit in the car, then let him go change.
Oh, that's smart. I didn't think about putting it in the car. But also, we've been down this road before, Adam. Like, I feel like this is why I should just take charge. We one time tried to go to, it was like a sports bar type of thing, but I guess it was a little bit nicer. It's like a 37 Main, I think was the name of the bar. It was in Gainesville, but it's something else now. And we tried to get in. They wouldn't let us in the bar because he was wearing sweatpants and you had to be wearing, like, I guess jeans or khaki pants.
Like, husband, like wife, you're wearing sweatpants all the time too.
This is different though. I'm at work and I work really early in the morning, but I know how to dress when I'm going somewhere specific. He just doesn't always understand like the social dress code.
He didn't look at the website. It's okay. So my question is, because do other women do this for their significant others? Because Haley can't be the only one, but at the same time, I'm like, why don't you let him learn for himself, you know?
But he hasn't. Like, we've been down this road before, and he continues to not dress appropriately. So I'm going to continue to pick out his outfits. And if he finds that controlling, then he finds it controlling.
Ladies, do you pick out your husband's outfits? 800-849-1061. It's 800-849-1061. I'm back to Adam and Haley in the morning, and Haley is about to do something on her beach trip / anniversary cruise.
I just want to pick out what my husband's going to wear. There's a lot of restrictions in the instructions they sent me about, like, how you have to dress, because it's fine dining, and I know that he will decide to pull up in flip-flops.
Okay. Who is this and where are you from?
Heather from Cummings.
Hi, Heather. Do you do this with your significant other?
Every single day.
Thank you for making me feel normal.
Yes. My husband has zero fashion. It's graphic tees and skinny jeans 24/7.
Oh my goodness. And skinny jeans.
You know what gets me? The cargo shorts. Like, my husband thinks that it's appropriate to wear cargo shorts to any dressy event. I'm like, please, not the cargo shorts again.
Is your husband like 70?
You would think so, right? Like, it's not fashionable. Get rid of the cargo shorts. Don't wear them, much less even have them in your closet.
Grandpa, get rid of the cargo shorts.
106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country on Adam and Haley in the morning. I can't wait to see what outfit you actually decide to pick for your husband's Alex on this dinner cruise you're going to do?
I can promise you it's going to be better than the outfit he would have picked if he would have dressed himself.
Okay, good morning. Who is this and where are you from?
Here. Good morning. It's Miss Angie from Isla Elementary.
Hi, Angie. Good hearing from you. We miss you.
Oh, girl, it's our last day of school today.
Congrats, you guys. That's awesome. How do you feel about this whole dress in your partner thing? Okay. Do you do this?
Yeah. So listen, my husband's grandparents always match. My parents have always matched. If by accident we come out of the room and we have on the same color, he will go change clothes because he's not going to match me.
Oh, my goodness. That would drive me crazy.
What?
I love to match. I think it's fun, which is probably why I like picking out my husband's clothes.
That's probably true, Haley. But let me tell you, if we accidentally walk out and see that we even have the same color scheme on, he'll turn around on a dime, go get something else because he's going to change. We're not going to be that matchy-matchy couple.
Does it make you mad or you don't want to be the matchy-matchy couple either?
I really could care less. As long as I look good, I don't care what he dresses.
A woman after my own heart. I love awesome. It.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello there.
Good morning.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
We may now begin our day.
Yay! Time to wake up, North Georgia.
106.1 WNGC.
Your Georgia country.
It's time.
The people need to know.
For the Daily Haley.
Haley.
Wake up!
Now. Here's Haley.
Wanted to send a big congrats to Chris Hemsworth. We talked about this a few days ago, but he has officially received his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. They had a big ceremony for him. This is a little bit of the speech that he gave at the ceremony, which I think is just really great life advice. We've all been in this situation before in one way or another.
I, like many actors, on my way to an audition, would drive through this section here in Hollywood Boulevard and see the billboards of films that I wished I was a part of or films that were inspiring me. The stars on the sidewalk here and sort of ask myself or wonder, wow, you know, one day or what if or what would that be like?
We've all had those thoughts before with something that we've wanted to accomplish, right? And we look at the people who are accomplishing those things right now and it motivates us to be better. And I think Chris is now in a place where he can kind of look back and say, I really did accomplish everything that I wanted to accomplish.
He did a lot. I'm also trying to accomplish how to sound Australian because that accent, that's awesome accent.
I know, it's so identifiable.
Turn your I into an O-I. You can say, instead of saying time, it becomes toim. That's how you sound like Chris Hemsworth.
Are you, you're Googling?
I was Googling that while he was talking. I'm like, I want to sound like him.
Good luck with that. I don't know if that's something that you can fake.
No, I don't think I can.
And if you haven't heard the rumors, I will catch you up on what's going on. Word has been spreading that Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck could be possibly splitting up. Now, there's really no real substance to why these rumors are going around. These rumors go around about the two of them a lot. Actually, it feels like every few months we hear this. But Jennifer's actually on a press tour right now getting ready for the release of her upcoming Netflix movie, Atlas. And she was asked by a reporter, is there any truth to any of this? And she kind of smiled. And you could tell it was a genuine smile. Like she was kind of laughing while she said it. And she said, you should know better than that. So I feel like that kind of shut it down. Like, obviously, they're not splitting up. That's not what's happening.
No, and Ben Affleck was seen out in L.A. with his ring on the night she did that actual thing. So I think everything's fine. Nothing's wrong.
Isn't it funny how people freak out about, like, oh, is someone wearing their ring? Have they taken it off?
Right.
But, like, there's so many reasons that you could take off a ring. Like, I'd take mine off if I'm going to be swimming or if I'm going to get a tan, whatever it might be. So don't look too far into those things. It happens all the time. The movie she is in actually comes out on Netflix today, that movie Atlas, so make sure you look for that. And I just wanted to give you a warning. I know we've talked about this morning, but it is supposed to be one of the biggest travel days in history today. So please, 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 if you're traveling today or anytime this weekend, just be careful. Have patience with other drivers. If you're headed to the airport, especially, like, it's going to be crazy. Make sure you get there early. Give yourself a few extra hours no matter where you're headed.
Patience is not in my vocabulary sometimes, so I got to learn that.
Definitely learn it before this weekend.
All right, we're headed up to 87 and sunshine. Should be nice all weekend.
Check it out.
Music.
The music.
Music.
Here we go.
106.1 WNGC.
Your Georgia country.
Music.
Update.
So Post Malone just released his big collab with Morgan Wallen, the song I Had Some Help that we play right here on WNGC, and everyone loves it. I haven't heard one negative comment about the song. We thought it was as big as Post Malone could go, doing something with Morgan Wallen, but this might be equally as big, possibly bigger. Last night, Post Malone posted a teaser for a song he's releasing with Blake Shelton.
Yeah, y'all know how it goes when it's up on a Friday night.
already know I'm going to be a huge fan of this song. It's the same way that I felt about the Post Malone and Morgan Wallen. Like, the second I heard the teaser, I knew it's going to be great.
And then you collab with Blake Shelton, who does not have a bad song. So it's a win-win. Right?
It's true. I'm so excited about this. I think this is going to be great for Post Malone, and everybody wants to collab with him, it seems like. Now, Dolly Parton is working on her 50th album. We are just getting news of this. Apparently, this album is going to feature more than 20 members of her family. Her niece, Jada Starr, was actually the one that spilled this news, and people are wondering if she was really supposed to spill the news, but it's out in the world now, so what are you going to do? She said in an interview, "It is an album that documents Dolly's whole life. It has been a huge undertaking, which involves the whole family." So apparently, this is something that they've been working on for a long time, but 50 albums. This will be her 50th one. Insane.
I wonder if that includes her rock album, right?
Yeah, I think that one's in the mix too. So
it's really awesome how Dolly is constantly working and healthy and strong and just does everything at the age she's at. It's pretty impressive.
She has to be taking like some serious vitamin C or something. I don't know what she's doing, but you're right. She just keeps going, and I have no doubt this will not be her last album. Who knows? Maybe she'll make it to like 70 albums.
Unbelievable.
And Lainey Wilson has sort of coined the nickname the new queen of country. And it's funny, we just talked about Dolly. I mean, 50 albums. She has definitely become somebody that we recognize as a queen of country music. But the generations have to keep coming, right? And Lainey Wilson is that next generation. And she says that she feels that pressure when people call her the new queen of country.
That's a lot of pressure. But I also feel like I've taken what I've learned from the women who I say are the queens of country. And I feel like I can do it. I feel like I can. I don't know if I'll ever feel those shoes completely, but I'm going to try.
I mean, when I think Queen of Country, I do think Dolly, Reba, but Lainey Wilson's right there in the mix. She may not see herself like that, but in a few years, everyone's going to know her name if they don't already, and she's going to be just as big as those artists are.
And really the perfect role model, the perfect personality for all of it. She's got it all. Yep.
It's like you made the right person famous. That's what I always say.
All right, we're headed up to 87, and we're going to have nice weather and hot weather all weekend long. It's 106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country on Adam and Haley in the morning. We're about 30 minutes away, Haley, from getting you that money. Well, whatever you want to use it on, use it.
That keyword coming up at 8 o'clock with Pay Your Bills.
Yeah, $1,000. So we're thinking about, since this is the last day of school for our school today, my kids, Aspen and Piper, we're thinking about obviously going to the beach. Tybee Island is our kind of go-to beach. And when we go to the beach, Haley, give us about 3 hours and we're done. We're done for probably most of the time at the beach.
Why even go if you're going to sit on the beach for 3 hours?
Well, they get bored because it's just sand, water, and shells.
Yeah, that's the best part. When my family goes to the beach, we sit on the beach in our beach chair. I'm telling you, from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. We may go up to the condo to grab a sandwich, but we don't go out to lunch. We don't go out to breakfast. We have groceries there. We don't go out to dinner. Sometimes we might order food like from a fun seafood market once the sun goes down. But if that sun's up, we're on the beach.
So you're eating fish at the beach.
Why do you always harp on the most random
You're eating
things?
Fish. It's like eating their brothers and sisters that are swimming in the ocean. You're eating their brothers and sisters.
That is the whole point.
In front of them.
That is what everyone enjoys eating at the beach. That's not weird.
That is weird. You're ordering. Why don't you guys go anywhere? Are you bored?
I mean, I know that some families go to like arcades or the Ripley's, believe it or not, museums, or maybe you drive around and check out other beaches and stuff. But no, I don't get bored. I don't really enjoy touristing around. Like, I like going and relaxing. To me, it's a relaxing vacation where you can just do absolutely nothing, get a tan, spend some time in the water, and that's the extent of what I want to do when I'm there.
And your husband, Alex, does the same thing you do?
Well, I think he's used to it now. Growing up, his family would go out and do activities, because I remember the first trip that he went on with my family, he was like, wait, when are we like going to do something? Are we going to go ride like go-karts across the street?
Right, right. And that's what me and the kids do. I mean, listen, 3 hours, okay. Maybe people are like, oh, that's not enough. But when you have kids, they get bored quick.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like done after that too. So we go and do stuff. I mean, it doesn't have to be the typical arcade stuff. Like, we went to the lighthouse 1 year in Tybee, which was really cool. Got to see that. We do go walking around, because Tybee's a little different than going to Destin or Panama City, where there's a lot of the town, really nice neighborhoods. You can walk to the other side, to the dunes. That kind of stuff we'll do, but we also like to go grab a bite, go into some stores, that kind of thing. And you're not for that.
No, I'm not. I go to the beach to be on the beach, and that is exactly where I want to be. And maybe this is why I'm used to it. As a kid, my parents would pitch up like a big tent on the beach, and we would leave it on the beach. And I knew if I got hot, I could go inside the tent and I could sit there and take a nap, but I was not going back up to that condo.
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but it is kind of, I'm seeing the visual. Haley's just, oh, it's so hot. Just go into the tent.
You're right. Kids do get like that. And I'm sure I did as a kid, but I went straight to the tent. And now we don't, I mean, we don't pitch a tent anymore because we're all grown. But I'm a little bit nervous about our beach trip this time because I'm having like a lot of family come with us that aren't direct family, like not just me, my mom, and my sisters. My cousins are coming. We're having some friends meet us there. And they're going to think to themselves, like, are we ever going back into the condo? What is going on?
That's right. Hey, what do you do? Are you like Haley? Do you sit your butt on the beach the entire time from sun up to sundown? Or are you like me where we kind of like, we got to go explore. We're here for the full experience. We're at 800-849-1061. We want to know what you guys do because it's beach season. A lot of people going this weekend, especially. 800-849-1061. All right, back to Adam and Haley in the morning. Now this is the weekend. Everybody's going to go to the beach and Haley and her family like to sit there all day from sunrise. They're the ones that pitch the tent, that bring everything, and they're there all day. Me and the kids, we like to go explore after the beach. We're not staying there all day.
You know those people that you watch on your balcony as you're drinking coffee at like 5 a.m. and they're putting up the chairs and getting their good spot? Yeah, that's me and my family already out there, ready to go for the day.
How about you guys? We're at 800-849-1061. Who's this?
This is Susan. I'm from Palmer. Okay, so let me explain. My son and daughter-in-law are in the military down in Eglin Air Force Base in Fort Walton. They live about 45 minutes from the beach, so me and my daughter-in-law will go. We'll get up in the morning, take her umbrellas, lunch, all that stuff, and me and her will just go and stay. We'll take cards and music and all that, and we'll stay probably 5 or 6 hours on the beach. I don't get down there often enough, so I love just going and staying on the beach.
That's how I am, too. I go down there, once a year? I want to really take it in when I'm there. I want to enjoy every second. I don't want to spend time walking around and shopping and doing things I could do at home.
Exactly.
Don't you want to go into one of those stores and buy an overpriced t-shirt and starfish? I mean, I really actually love doing that.
If I'm going to do that, I'm going to do it extremely early in the morning, like 5 a.m. so I can be on the beach by 6.
Oh my goodness, 5 a.m. No store is open at the beach at 5 a.m. 1061 WNGC, your Georgia country on Adam and Haley in the morning. We're going to get you into Kane Brown, Tyler Hubbard, and Parmalee in about 6 minutes. We're talking about Haley, how her and her family, when they go to the beach, they're doing that here in a couple of weeks, that they just sit there all day on the beach, and I really feel for your husband. I think I should show up for a couple days, hang out with him, like, dude, let's just go do something while they're there.
Oh, he's already said that he wants to book like a golf tee time because he can't stand sitting there all day like we do. But he needs to get used to it. He's married into the family now. It is what it is. David on Facebook messaged us and says he likes to explore and do stuff like you do, Adam. He said an hour on the beach is plenty. An hour?
Hey, for some people, yeah.
I mean, I'm pushing 8-9 hours out there, and you're going to the beach for an hour, David? I can't get on board with that.
The same sand, the same water. It is beautiful, but yeah, I feel for David. Who is this, and where are you from?
Good morning. This is Amanda from Marietta. I'm definitely a go-see-everything. I'm very fair-skinned, so I cannot stay on the beach all day. However, I do love it. It's a great experience. But I got to see everything. I got to see the sights. I got to see the restaurants because I know the food is good. I'm going to Clearwater, Florida in 2 weeks, and that is going to be me everywhere. 5 days of going like a ping pong paddle. Like, I'm just going to go everywhere. I got to see all the sights.
I feel like if we went on vacation together, we would drive each other crazy. Because I would be like, please just sit down and relax. And you'd be like, we got to go to this museum, and I want to check this place out, and let's get dinner.
Yes. I'll sleep when I'm dead. I got to see everything.
1061 WNGC, your Georgia country. Team Adam, Team Haley. Sponsored by Mark's Bain Real Estate.
I want to ask you a question. Whose team are you on?
It's time to pick a side.
The official kickoff to summer is this weekend. A lot of people go into the beach starting this weekend and, of course, through the summer. And when I go to the beach, me and the kids, we go to the beach a little bit, and we like to explore. We don't want to sit there all day. We have no interest in that. So Team Adam is, let's explore at the beach.
Explore what? Like, you're going to the beach to go to the
beach. All of the things, like the amusement parks, the stores.
Nope.
The lighthouse at Tybee Island.
We go. No, thank you.
All of that. So Team Adam is, let's explore at the beach.
I don't want to be in stores. I don't want to be at museums. I don't want to sightsee. I want to go to the beach, put my chair in the sand, and sit there from sun up to sundown every single day that I'm there. If you're staying in a condo on the beach and you're on your balcony and you're looking out and you see that family that's pitching the tent and setting everything up at like 4:45 a.m., that's me and my family, and we will sit down there the entire day.
Ridiculous.
We've always been like this, and it's one of the things that I enjoy the most. Like, I'm going to the beach to relax. I don't want to walk around and do things that I could do at home.
You're seeing the same thing for 12 hours, Haley. The same thing. I can't do that.
And you know what? I'm going to see it for that one week that I go every year, and I'm not going to see it the rest of the year. So I want to sit there and enjoy it and take it all in and listen to the noise of the waves coming up on the shore. Feel the sun, get that nice tan, like everything about it, I absolutely love.
We need to explore. When we go to the beach, we got to go and explore everything else around it. There's so much to do. There's so much good food. You're missing it all.
And you're going to spend more money going to do those activities. You're going to be waiting in line to do go-karts or mini golf or spending money shopping. Like, there's so many other things you can do. Just sit on the beach, enjoy what you paid for in your condo. And have fun. It's exciting. It's fun. I love every part of it.
There's nothing exciting about sitting in your condo at the beach.
Okay,
nothing.
You don't sit in the condo until the sun goes down.
Oh,
and then
my goodness.
You go up and you have a few margaritas and hang out on the balcony, get ready to go down to the hot tub.
I need to win this Team Adam, Team Haley today. All right, Team Adam, go to the beach. You got to go explore everything around the beach. Team Haley is sit on the beach for 12 hours. Which one are you when you go to the beach? 800-849-1061. That's 800-849-1061. You could go to the Your Georgia Country Facebook page and put your vote in right there on the post. Team Adam and Team Haley, this morning, when you go to the beach, are you Team Adam? You've got to explore around the beach. You can't sit there all day. You've got to do stuff. You got to get out and shop. You got to get out and see what the local stuff is all about. And Team Haley's like, no, I'm going to sit there all day long.
I don't care what the locals are doing or what's going on in the city. I'm going to be in the sand on the beach. Joe on Facebook says, definitely Team Haley. I go to the beach for the beach. I only want to stay beachfront. And if I'm not on the beach, then I'm maybe in my condo with a margarita in my hand.
Oh, my goodness.
She says, I head for my umbrella chair and only leave for the bathroom breaks. Honestly, I don't even leave for the bathroom breaks.
Ew, that's just...
that's what the ocean's for.
Ew.
You don't ever have to leave. Then you can stay there all day long. Miranda on Facebook says, Team Haley, I just want to soak up the sun, wind, and waves. Kimberly says, I'm going to Key West and have a whole bucket list of things to see on the way.
Not only is that gross, Haley, that is lazy.
Okay.
Anyway.
You're getting off track here.
Sorry.
You're getting off the point. Let's not harp on this. It's just what I do, so I don't have to leave. That's it.
All right, Melissa over in Houston. Team Adam or Team Haley?
Team Haley, for sure.
That's all you need to do is sit in the chair and take it all in. Why spend time or money doing anything else?
I hear you, girl. I'm going next week, and I can't wait.
What time do you guys get down to the beach usually?
Sun and sand. We don't go that early, but we're usually out by 9, and we spend the day out on the beach the whole time.
Can't do it. I cannot do it.
You just lather up in sunscreen. Then you don't have to worry about getting burnt. And you take it all in.
Amen. That's right.
Thank you, ma'am.
I'm going to win again this one, Adam. We'll see.
No, you better not. It's 106.1 WNGC, your Georgia Country on Team Adam and Team Haley. Trying to get a Team Adam win here the 1st of May.
I knew that you expected to
win
this
24th.
One going in, but I'm not sure that it's going to happen for you.
Okay, you're going to the beach this weekend or the summer. Team Adam is, let's go and do other things besides going to the beach. Yeah, we can go to the beach for a couple hours, but let's go explore. Team Haley is, nope, we're staying on the beach. Can't go anywhere else.
Tammy on Facebook says, Team Haley all day long, like music to my ears. Alicia on Facebook says, Team Adam, I have ADHD. I can't sit in one place for too long, including the beach. Danny says, little bit of both. I'll spend a few days on the beach all day and then spend a few days shopping in town. There is not a day that I'm at the beach that I'm not on the sand all day, every day. Like, there's no way I could be like, oh, today I'm just going to miss the beach and go shopping.
So boring. So boring.
Not boring.
All right. Good morning, WNGC.
Adam, you're doing it wrong.
Oh, don't tell me that.
You are.
Don't tell me that.
Do it Haley's way one time, you won't ever change.
Yes. And that's how it's worked with the people who have gone to the beach with my family. Like, my husband, he's now gotten used to this. He knows that's what we do. But in the beginning, he was like, are we ever going to go up to the condo and do something else?
I bet you I could persuade Alex if I went to the beach. Hey, man, you want to go golfing? He'd be right there.
Golfing might be the only thing that would change his mind. I will give you that.
WNGC, Team Adam or Team Haley this morning?
Team Adam, if I had to go to the beach and sit there for 12 hours, I'd just go home.
You are missing out. You've never done it, and that's why you can't appreciate this experience. There's nothing better than being in the sun, in the sand for 12 hours, people watching, getting in the water when you get hot. I mean, it's my favorite part of going.
What?
I'm going to go find a slingshot.
Lori, that's right. You are crazy. I would never do that
Let
slingshot.
Let it loose, Lori. That's the way to go.
I'd throw up if I was on that.
This is 106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country with Team Adam and Team Haley. We got beach fever. That is one thing both of us do have is beach fever. I just can't stay there for more than an hour or two. I want to go see what's around the beach.
Why do you even bother going if you're only going to be on the beach for an hour or two?
You get a flavor of everything down there. Everything is definitely different at the beach than it is here in North Georgia, no matter where you go.
You might as well just go to Lake Lanier or Lake Hartwell if you're only going to sit out there for an hour. Their little beach area, and then you don't have to spend all the money to go. The whole reason you go to the beach and you get the condo on the beach is to enjoy it. Amy on Facebook says, Team Adam, but when the sun goes down, we end up hitting the town. Josh says, Adam, you knew this one was not going to go your way, but I am Team Adam on this one. Sarah says, Team Adam, the Team Adam votes are starting to come through, but I'm still not convinced you're going to win this one. I know you are, but I'm not 100% in yet.
I need the win. Good morning, WNGC.
Good morning. I'm Team Adam on this one. If you're going to Tybee, we lived there for like 3 years. You have to explore. There's so much to explore on Tybee. The Marine Science Center is amazing. And then if you walk down the beach, that's on the North Beach by the lighthouse. If you walk down around and go to the Back River, off Chatham Avenue. Like, there's so much to explore at Tybee. You have to explore.
I'm sure that the museums are wonderful. The lighthouse is probably like every other lighthouse.
It's historic. It's a beautiful view.
Yes. Tybee is special. Like, I know people are like, oh, that's just off Georgia. But there's something really cool about Tybee and exploring, especially with kids. So I'm Team Adam for this
one.
I'm sure Tybee's awesome. I'm sure the beach is beautiful. I'd love to be there right now, but I can promise you I'd be in a chair on the beach.
This is 106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country. We're going to close out Team Adam and Team Haley today about the beach.
The votes are still coming in, and honestly, this one has been really close. Tori on Facebook says, Team Haley, if I'm at the beach, I want to be on the beach all day, and that's the only sightseeing I want to do. Jody says, Team Adam, my skin has two colors, pasty and red hurts. I buy a huge stock of sunscreen, and I enjoy doing the other activities. What is the point of going and playing mini golf? Like, you can do that in Georgia.
Not by the beach unless you're in Tybee, and that's where we're going.
I don't get it.
Hey, good morning, Team Adam or Team Haley?
I gotta go with Team Adam.
What beach do you usually go down to?
Either Tybee or Fernandina. Depends on which part of the family I'm going with.
Oh. You need to try it my way just once, because I'm telling you, all the activities and stuff, they just end up costing you money, and it's like a waste of time.
Hey, they do, but I've tried it Team Haley's way, and I'm too ADHD. I can't sit on the beach all day on my rear end and not doing anything.
You need to learn how to relax.
Listen to this.
I try, but I just can't. I just ain't in it.
Well, thanks for the vote. You telling people how to relax. What?
I know. I never thought I would say that myself.
Who's the vote for? I'm waiting for the vote.
Clearly you are. Like, I can tell you're so excited about this. I just want to go ahead and say that I have been on a winning streak for the last, what feels like, 3 months. But I will say, you pulled out the win this morning by just a few
Boom!
Votes. Just a few votes. A few votes. Like, I've won by 50, 60 votes the last few days, and you won by 3. So, congrats.
I cannot wait. We go into the holiday weekend, and I'm a winner. You have
to
wait till Tuesday.
I feel bad for you because you're not getting to experience the joy that I get to experience
at
the beach. Like, this is really just you missing out here.
What are you talking about? Just don't be a sore loser.
I'm not. I'm not a sore loser.
You are a sore loser. Team Adam wins.